WGR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Temperatures are expected to feel as low as 30 degrees below zero in parts of the Midwest this weekend. 2 weeks of winter weather have led to at least 79 deaths across the country. It's even chilly in some usually warm weather states.
Central Florida's nighttime temperatures will be very un-Florida-like this weekend. WKMG-TV meteorologist Tom Sorrells.
29 in Gainesville, 31 Ocala, 33 the villages.
Homeless shelters have opened up from Orlando on north. Ocala Fire Rescue's Ashley Gomez says people need to be very careful with what they use to stay warm.
You might turn to candles. You don't want to leave those candles burning during your sleep.
First responders often say they worry about space heaters starting fires and other devices producing deadly carbon monoxide when people aren't used to trying to stay warm here. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Alec Baldwin is again charged with involuntary manslaughter for the shooting death on the set of his movie Rust. CBS News correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti has more.
Since the shooting more than 2 years ago, the case against Baldwin has been a legal roller coaster. The indictment comes 1 year after he was initially charged. That charge dismissed last April.
Everything about the moves in this case had to do with various analysis of the weapon itself.
There are reports a grand jury is looking into the police response to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in 2022.
The reports come 1 day after the Justice Department released its review, stating what it described as multiple failures on the part of law enforcement to properly respond to the shooting that killed 19 children and two teachers. It also follows renewed calls by the families of the victims to have law enforcement officers face criminal charges. One of the big questions is whether police do have criminal liability. At least 5 officers were fired after the shooting, including the school district police chief. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
The New Hampshire presidential primaries are this Tuesday. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns on the Republican race, in which former President Donald Trump remains the favorite over Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley.
Haley is a distant second in the polls, and she's taking the gloves off, challenging Trump to tell the truth.
When Trump says that I'm trying to kill Social Security, that is a lie.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes tanked last year to an almost 30-year low, a result of high mortgage rates. The National Association of Realtors says home sales totaled just over 4 million last year, a decline of nearly 18% from 2022. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Winter is an especially dangerous time for people with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. Mark Moran explains.
People who suffer from dementia face a host of increased risks in winter months. Everything from falls to getting lost, even in places that used to be familiar. And in the winter, the Alzheimer's Association's Lauren Livingston says low temperatures, ice, and darkness are just a few things that make conditions especially dangerous for people with dementia, but there are others.
One big one is wandering. That can be a problem for people living with Alzheimer's or dementia, especially in severe weather. They don't really understand maybe when they go outside that it's dangerous, so they might not put on any coats or additional clothing to keep warm. And if they wander, they may get lost and not be able to find their way home.
Livingston says keeping track of people with dementia in the winter is especially critical. Memory problems are hallmark signs of people living with dementia, but Livingston says there's another equally debilitating symptom called sundowning, which is made worse in shorter, darker days.
It can cause them to become a little bit more agitated in the evening time when the sun is going down, and with the sunlight being less and less in the winter time, it can cause for a longer period of time for people with dementia to experience the sundowning and be more agitated.
She adds that people with dementia are also more prone to falls, a risk made worse by snowy, icy weather. There are currently more than 6 million people nationwide living with Alzheimer's disease. There's no cure, and very few treatments available proven to slow its progress. This is Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with some lingering flurries and a low near 5 above, but wind chills 5 to 10 below. Sun returns for tomorrow and a little warmer, highs in the mid-teens, and up to around 20 with sunshine for Sunday. Right now it's 1.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Take two. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Come on, whoever, man. Turn the mic on.
Pushing
Rudy,
the buttons right over here. Oh, man.
Who's in charge over there?
Apparently some moron named Crudy. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It'll be a happy hour if it starts. We'll get it started right now, Dom. And I'm declaring this a hairband super ballad Friday happy hour, so that's the best kind. And we got Earl Ingram. He's going to join us at 5:30. We're going to catch up with our good friend. He's the host of the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media. Mornings originating from Milwaukee, and the VP coming to town. Well, technically it's Waukesha, and technically the VP, Kamala Harris, coming to Waukesha on Monday. We just don't know precisely where, what time, but me and Earl, we're going to be there. That's our plan. So Earl joining us at 5:30. You can join us, 844-967-2789. We appreciate and we air the Friday grievances around here. But Dom, I feel like I've been selfish, man. It's your turn. I thought you had some good Joe Biden news.
We have lots of things to get to. And, of course, you can join us, 844-967-2789. I want to start with my grievances.
Are you doubling on grievances? Are you about to stack some grievances?
No, I just have one I want to bring to everyone's attention because we hear about this a lot, and we're going to continue to hear about it. From TheGuardian.com, half of recent U.S. inflation due to high corporate profits, report finds. A new report claiming resounding evidence shows that high corporate profits are a main driver of ongoing inflation, and companies continue to keep prices high even as their inflationary costs drop. A report compiled by the Progressive Groundwork Collaborative think tank found corporate profits accounted for about 53% of inflation during last year's second and third quarters. Profits drove just 11% of price growth in the last 40 years prior to the pandemic, according to the report. Prices for consumers rose by 3.4% over the last year, but input costs for producers increased by just 1%, according to the author's calculations, which were based on data from the Bureau of Economic Analysis and National Income and Products Accounts. costs have come down substantially, while corporations were quick to pass on their increased cost to consumers, they're surprisingly less quick to pass their savings on to consumers. Isn't that amazing how that works? I was like gas price, right?
Say.
They fly up, they go up, and then, you know, the price of oil comes down, they slowly creep back down. The report's authors scoured corporate earnings calls and found executives bragging to shareholders about keeping prices high and widening profit margins as input costs come down. I want to jump down here a little bit. Corporations maintain high prices by exploiting cost shocks caused by events such as the Ukraine war and coordinating price hikes, said Isabella Weber, a University of Massachusetts Amherst economist who is not part of the paper. These shocks create an environment which is in which it is safe for firms to increase prices as they expect their competitors to do the same, said Weber. This is a form of implicit collusion. Firms do not even need to talk to one another to know that a cost shock is a great time to raise prices. But when costs fall, price-setting firms do not have any incentive to decrease prices. Now, the paper, they zoom in on the diaper industry, of which Procter & Gamble and Kimberly-Clark control 70% of the domestic market. Diaper prices have increased by more than 30% since 2019, from on average $16.50 to nearly $22. The price, the rise was partly driven by an increase in commodities like wood pulp, major components of diapers. Wholesale wood pulp prices soared by 87% between January 21 and January 23, but last year's prices dropped by 25%. Still, diaper prices have not come down with lower costs. Groundwork examined earnings calls and found executives at both companies boasting of widening profit margins as input costs decrease. A drop in inputs accounted for about one-third of Kimberly-Clark's profits, company executives said. So we talk about greedflation. Well, there's a study, Guardian.com. Not surprising, they crunched some numbers. I tend to agree. My grievance of the day, sticking it to us because they can.
Dominic? I've got some good news. I've told you I've been seeking out good news from Joe Budden, right? I keep telling you that. Well, today I found some good news, and I'd like to share it with you and the audience. This statement comes directly from the White House to my inbox. Statement by President Joe Budden on nearly $5 billion in additional student debt cancellation for 74,000 borrowers. And listen to the borrowers that are the beneficiaries of this. And I would say they earned it, but see what the president has to say. Today, my administration approved debt cancellation for another 74,000 student loan borrowers across the country, bringing the total number of people who have gotten their debt canceled under my administration to over 3.7 million Americans through various actions. Of the 74,000 borrowers approved for relief today, nearly 44,000 of them are teachers, nurses, firefighters, and other individuals who earned forgiveness after 10 years of public service, and close to 30,000 of them are people who have been in repayment for at least 20 years, but never got the relief they earned through income-driven repayment plans. My administration is able to deliver relief to these borrowers and millions more because of fixes we made to the broken student loan programs that were preventing borrowers from getting relief that they're entitled to under the law. Yes, these were established programs. So a little bit more from the president. Today's announcement comes on top of all we've been able to achieve for students and student loan borrowers in the past few years. This includes, Dom, I like when they give us a list, achieving the largest increases in Pell Grants in over a decade, to help families who earn less than $60,000 a year, fixing the public service loan forgiveness program so that borrowers who go into public service get the debt relief they're entitled to under the law. Dom, I've often bemoaned the fact I never got my GI Bill, despite the fact I served in the U.S. Army reserves. Well, you know, people are entitled to their benefits under law. I never got mine. And creating the most generous income-driven repayment plan in history, the SAVE plan. Borrowers can go to studentaid.gov to apply. And in wake of the Supreme Court's decision on our student relief debt plan, we are continuing to pursue an alternative path to deliver student debt relief to as many borrowers as possible as quickly as possible. From day one of my administration, I vowed to improve the student loan system so that higher education provides Americans with opportunity and prosperity, not unmanageable burdens of student loan debt. I won't back down from using every tool in our disposal. I had to do it that way, Dom. To get student loan borrowers the relief they need to reach their dreams. I'm sorry to mix my metaphor, a little wanker snuck out there. Joe Biden today, a statement from the White House. A lot of people are going to get student loan debt relief, and many of these people have either been paying it back for 20 years or more, and their income qualifies them for some dispensation, or they've been serving our nation through public service in the classroom, in the firehouse, whatever the case may be. Good for Joe Biden. I'd love to see that he's basically taking existing programs and making sure people actually benefit from them. Government can work. What do you know?
What? What? Big government, big government. Good news also, Crudy. Throw this one out there. The Wall Street Journal from today. Americans are suddenly a lot more upbeat about the economy. Consumer sentiment gauge posted the largest two-month gain since 1991. Just a little bit here.
Wow.
Americans are rapidly becoming much more upbeat about the economy, reports the Wall Street Journal. Consumer sentiment surged 29% since November, the biggest two-month increase since 91, the University of Michigan said Friday, adding to gauges showing improving moods. It's a sharp turn after persistently high inflation, the lingering shock from the pandemic's destruction, fears that a recession was around the corner, and put a damper on feelings about the economy in recent years, despite solid growth and consistent hiring. Now Americans are bucking up as inflation cools and the Federal Reserve signals that interest rate increases are likely behind us. And with the solid labor market putting money in bank accounts of freely spending consumers, recession fears for 2024 are fading. Consumer sentiments leapt 13% in the first half of January from December, the Michigan survey said. After a sharp rise in the prior month, the pickup in sentiment was broad-based, spanning consumers of different age, income, education, and geography. It's good news. That's good news.
You know, there were people saying we weren't doing a sufficient job of covering the good news about Joe Biden. You know, and despite a couple of failed Google searches, Dom, if you look hard enough and you do your research out there somewhere, you'll actually find some good economic news being shared by, let's call it, the mainstream media, Dom. Because I hear Donald Trump saying, oh, they're turning against me. They're so mean to me. But I don't see any positive coverage, barely, very recent. But Joe Biden, I mean, this guy never catches a break in the press, Dom. It's good to see good news being reported as good news. Just saying.
And by the Wall Street Journal, you know, this is and it's still gonna be a long way to go, right? I mean, Joe Biden and the Democrats, I mean, the Bidenomics, right? It's still going to be an issue, but you got it. The sentiment is what the sentiment is, and people are feeling better, and I hope that continues.
And now, right now, could be the time for your grievances. We air them on a Friday. It's a happier happy hour. You know, I've seen many on the text line recommending hairpin super ballots because we declared it. You know, once you throw it out there, people want to play. So I'll read a few of your requests. We'll play a few during the course of this hour, and we'll be joined by Earl Ingram Jr., our friend, the host from Mornings on the Civic Media. Earl Ingram at 5:30. Your Friday grievances are next.
This is the Shaw, WAUK, the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
It's
flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, taking your grievances on a Friday, 844-967-2789. Let's get to the lines. Earl Ingram going to join us at the bottom of the hour, but Wisco, Paul, you are next. Welcome, Paulie. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Wisco.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Thanks for taking my call as always. I have a grievance, and it's against Janelle Bransel. She wants to impeach Megan Wolf again. I don't understand this, other than maybe she's carrying Trump's water. But the bottom line here is you're running a person that's a good person, and they're actually running her name in the ground, and she's done as good a job as I can see. I don't even know what political party she belongs to, so that's, I don't know, but why do you want to run somebody's name in the ground that's doing a good job? It just doesn't make any sense. So that's my grievance for today is that Janelle Bransel. I don't know. I think she's an assemblywoman. So thanks for taking my call.
You want to hear how petty? Thank you, Wisco. Always great to hear from you, man. I bet there's a cold spotted cow somewhere with your name on it. But Dom, you want to hear how vindictive and small the former president is? Let's not forget, he endorsed Tim Michaels here in the state of Wisconsin. And Tim Michaels was a god-awful Republican candidate. And he was a carpetbagger. He wasn't a very, let's just say, adroit politician. He called the voters of the great state of Wisconsin lazy at one point. It might have been, in fact, when he appeared with Donald Trump at the rally. And Donald Trump's affinity for Tim Michaels really was born out of the fact that Rebecca Clayfish's daughter went on a plutonic homecoming date with Brian Hagedorn's son. And the fact that 16-year-olds going as friends to a dance was justification enough for Donald Trump to cast his endorsement for Tim Michaels and to, I mean, you don't even know. I'm friends with Joel. They will never forget how their daughter was treated through this process. And I'm not even a Republican, man, but I cannot imagine my 16-year-old kid being targeted by the president of the United States, dude.
It's hard. It's hard to comprehend. No question. 844-967-2789. Nick, pardon me, Nick from California. Welcome. What do you got for us, Nick?
Hey, Nick.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, Nick, you're on the air.
I'm listening to you from California. I'd like for you guys to find a couple tapes of Richard Nixon. One, came on the television and announced American people, their president is not a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
I am not a crook.
Another one that they did, I'm not. And then he said, then another one he did is what Trump is using today, that Nixon made the announcement. If the president does it, it's not illegal. So I cannot I cannot be tried at all. And those should be available on. I don't know how to do it online myself, but they should be around somewhere.
That's the David Frost interview. I think that was post-presidency when Nixon told David Frost in the now infamous interview. I wonder if he's listening, Eureka. Man, I miss playing out in that Emerald Triangle in Northern California, man. We used to have all kinds of weed-smoking buddies calling us from Northern California.
I don't think they play us there anymore, but they're the ones missing out, and I always appreciate those that would stream us, Dob. They can go to our website, darnwy.com, or even easier, get that shiny Civic Media app, and then you can text us directly. You can air your grievances right on my phone. 844-967-2789.
Crudy, we got Earl coming up at the bottom of the hour. I wanted to get out some of the sound. Of course, Vice President Kamala Harris coming to the great state of Wisconsin on Monday. Going to be in Waukesha County. Place and time still to be determined. We will provide best coverage that we can. But, Nate, pull some sound. This is earlier in the week, I believe. It was the Vice President. Was that The View? I think she was on The View talking about.
She did a very good job.
I thought she did a great job. We'll get a couple from her. Let's hear it. Nate, you did the hard work. We appreciate it. Cut number 14, if you would, please.
I am scared as heck.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm traveling our country. You know, there's an old saying that there are only two ways to run for office, either without an opponent or scared. So on all of those points, yes, we should all be scared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But as we know, and certainly this is a table of very powerful women, we don't run away from something when we're scared. We fight back against it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
A little bit more from Vice President Kamala Harris. Cut 15, please.
So, right?
Yeah.
So many of us know when we are scared for the future of our children, do we then stay in bed with the covers over our head?
Nope.
No.
We can't.
We can't.
Cannot.
We cannot. No. And this is where this election requires, rightly, that President Biden and I and all of us who are part of this administration, we got to earn re-election. There is no question. We got to be on the road. Listen, since in the last 2 weeks, I've been to Georgia, I've been to Nevada, I've been to North Carolina, I've been to South Carolina twice in the first 2 weeks of this year. I will be out on the road. We have to earn the reelect, and we have to communicate what we have achieved.
Yes.
And that is going to be one of our big challenges. We've done a lot of good work. We need to let people know who brung it to them. And so we got to do that.
I like the Vice President, man. I mean, I wish she had been out a little more, you know, during this administration, but at least she's out there now. We look forward to welcoming her to Wisconsin. And I think back about, you know, God, we saw Vice President Pence all the time, right? All the time. Why do we see Vice President Pence all the time? Because he was scraping up the BS that, you know, Donald Trump was shoveling the whole time. He always had to come out and, you know, correct the record. And, oh, he didn't mean this. And it was always, always on cleanup crew when it was Vice President Pence. So look forward to the vice president coming here to the state of Wisconsin. Look forward to them and the administration to continually pushing the message of what they have done, the successes that they have had. And we do have challenges, certainly. But yeah, we should be scared and we should be motivated. 844-967-2789.
Just reminiscing for a moment. You remember when Pence started coming out in the public, actually was sadly when the body count from COVID went up and Trump wanted someone else to go out there and be the face of the nation's COVID protocol. That's when Mike Pence was out there literally kind of cleaning up the messes, if you know what I'm saying.
I mean,
the mess being dead Americans.
Terrible. Terrible.
You know, there's still time for your recommendations. I don't know if this goes as a super ballad, but I super love Girl Don't Go Away Man. Just go away. That's like the Republican policy, isn't it? Like they're hoping they won't notice that this is how they feel about you. Earl Ingram, he's our friend. He's joining us next. He's the host of the Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media, and he's going to have some opinions. Grew up, born and raised, whole life in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And there are voters that need to get out and be supportive of Joe Biden for him to have success. I mean, the margins in the state of Wisconsin, what's it, usually about 20,000 votes?
No.
Come on, Milwaukee, you got to turn out. Earl, our buddy, he's next. I wonder if he likes hairband super ballads as much as we do.
Yeah. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. It's going to be a bitterly cold weekend for millions of Americans, but a warm-up is on the way. Weather Channel meteorologist Chris Warren has the forecast.
By the end of next week, temperatures will be as warm as 60 degrees or warmer in Dallas to almost 80 degrees in Charleston, South Carolina.
A grand jury has again brought an involuntary manslaughter charge against Alec Baldwin for the deadly shooting on his movie set. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
This is about whether or not he had reckless disregard, whether he willfully disregarded all of the safety red flags here.
Former President Donald Trump nets another political endorsement. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Tim Scott is the 25th senator to endorse Donald Trump. The former president now has the support of over half Republicans in Congress. The latest sign the party is rallying around his campaign.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
It's the Packers and the 49ers at Levi's Stadium. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The winner of this game goes on to the NFC Championship, one step away from the Super Bowl. The Packers played a near-perfect game last week against the Cowboys. Can they be any better? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
We're going to need a better game for sure. Absolutely. I think you can always get better, right? That's our mindset. There's always something that you can improve upon. We're going against a great opponent, and we're going to need to be at our best.
As the one seed, the 49ers had last weekend off. How impressed were they by this young Packers team? Linebacker Fred Warner.
I mean, they got our attention no matter what, honestly. You went in, on the road as a seventh seed against a really good Dallas team. I mean, that's enough in itself. And then the fact that they won the way that they did. The thing that was really impressive was the way that they were able to run the football. You know, Aaron Jones has been playing at a super high level. I've respected his game for a long time. We got that mutual respect there. So that's going to be obviously another point of emphasis for us.
That's 49ers linebacker Fred Warner. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with some lingering flurries and a low near 5 above, but wind chills 5 to 10 below. Sun returns for tomorrow and a little warmer, highs in the mid-teens, and up to around 20 with sunshine for Sunday. Right now it's 3.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Friday. You made it. We're not done yet. We've got a hairband super ballad Friday happier happy hour. And we've been joined right now by one of our headbanging buddies. He's Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media. Earl, welcome back, man. How are you doing?
Hey, Earl.
I'm doing fine, brothers. How are both of you doing?
Good. Thank you, man.
Good. Earl, I'm looking forward to seeing you Monday morning, midday, afternoon. I'm not sure, but the vice president scheduled to come to Waukesha. You broadcast each and every day, at least the weekday mornings, from Waukesha, WAUK 540 AM, the Beast of the East. And Earl, just real briefly, Kamala Harris has issued a statement in response to this newest Wisconsin proposal from the Republicans, a 14-week abortion ban, and then a quick turnaround bang-bang hearing on Monday to try and counter-program the vice president being in town. A brief statement from her. Extremists in Wisconsin just introduced a new abortion ban, the latest in their long string of attacks on reproductive freedoms. Women in Wisconsin have lived in a state of chaos and uncertainty ever since Donald Trump paved the way to overturn Roe v. Wade. Well, Earl, you know, I will move beyond abortion conversation in a minute, but the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the vice president, she's coming to our town, man. Obviously, the importance of Wisconsin never lost on you, sir.
You know, Crudy, and certainly not lost on, Biden and Kamala Harris. What was it, just several weeks ago, the president himself was here? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Harris was in Kenosha in August of 23, so the vice president's both have been here, right, Earl?
Absolutely, Crudy. You know, it's kind of amazing that we're just about there with this, and things are just going to heat up from this point forward. I just heard her talk about how busy her schedule has been. That's nothing compared to what it's going to be. Clearly, the president is not physically able to be at all those places. She's going to rely, and they're going to rely on her. And as you and Don both said, she sounded pretty lucid, right?
Yeah. Well, she was complimented by one of the Fox hosts over on their Foxy morning show. And she said effectively that, and there was obviously a longer, more comprehensive interview that we only brought little snippets of, but they talked about reproductive rights at length. And Fox News, I believe the, who is the Barbie doll from the Trump administration that's on the Fox? But anyways, her take was very powerful stuff from the vice president. And, you know, she caught a lot of hell for saying it on Fox News.
All of what Republicans have been saying about Kamala Harris and her lack of talent and her lack of understanding how things work and being a bimbo, she's clearly putting those things to rest. And I think it can happen at more of an opportune time than right now. She's going to have to really kind of carry the load this time around. And all things seem to point to her being able to do it.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Earl Ingram Jr., host of the Earl Ingram Show, right here on Civic Media, joining us. Earl, always a pleasure to talk to you, man. I'm looking forward to the vice president coming to town. Another issue that we've brought up today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, from Molly Beck Evawen, in the ground game to engage Black Milwaukee voters, signs of waning enthusiasm for a 2020 rematch. Earl, I have waning enthusiasm to see these old guys going at it again, but I'll certainly vote for Joe Biden if that's the case. But the one paragraph from the article here, or I'd like you to comment on. They say, while predominantly white wards continued steady turnout at 77% in 2016 and 84% in 2020, black voter turnout experienced a steep decline, falling in 2016 to around 58% and then again to around 51%. Earl, I want to get your sense. Is that what you're feeling, this lack of enthusiasm? And how do you think we go about trying to, you know, increase the turnout?
Well, you know, Dominic and Crudy, is twofold. What they didn't say in that report and article is that Milwaukee has one of the youngest black populations in the entire nation. And so based on the fact that so many with COVID elders in our community succumbed to COVID and other things and just pure aging, many of the people who we could count on to vote are no longer there. And so we've got a very, very young population that is not even in a position to vote based on their ages. And then there's another population, young population, that doesn't feel that there's anything in which to vote. So those are the reasons that the voting has gone down in our community. The other thing is clearly Barack Obama's not running.
Right.
And so you're not able to mobilize people with, hey, this charismatic guy. But I will say that, you know, Joe Biden has done some great things, and people in our community who may not be aware of it, it's because they are just not educated to know that many of the nonprofits that help people who struggle in the society have been able to have some resources for the first time in a long time to address the issues that impact and affect our community. That's because of Joe Biden and Build Back Better.
And certainly the vice president's going to articulate some of that, and that'll be, you know, certainly part of the messaging from the Democrats going forward. And I look forward to hearing more and more and more of the bullet points of the things they've done and accomplished that will help the people in this country. You mentioned the young African-American community. You know, Kevler Johnson, mayor of Milwaukee, David Crowley, Milwaukee County executive, both young African-American men. What is your sense on their responsibility, but what do you think they should be doing in trying to, you know, get out the vote, Earl?
Well, you know, there are four or five different organizations that are working towards helping to get out the vote. I think those people stand a better chance of mobilizing and organizing the people than the mayor and the county executive. The mayor and the county executive, to many of the young people in our community, are not even aware of who they are. And so most of what the mayor and the county executive do aren't directly involved in impacting the lives of the citizens and the young people who struggle in our community. So I think if we're looking for them to somehow make a major push, it's not going to come from them. It's going to come from organizations like Souls to the Polls and Block and black organizations leading towards change, or whatever the acronym is. But that's where it's going to have to come, the ground games of those entities. And just like going back to 2012, if the Democrats are concerned enough and understand the importance of getting out the black vote, there'll be financial dollars infused into our community to make sure that's done.
Earl Ingram, our colleague in broadcast excellence. Earl, how important are the black churches in turning out the Milwaukee population, and do they have the impact they once did? You talk about the sort of the disparate. There's an aging Milwaukee black population, and then there's a very young black population. Earl, do the black churches have any influence over either of those sort of demographic groups?
Not like they once did. You know, COVID did a number on churches throughout the nation, and black churches are no different. They were never able to recover from the populations that they had prior to COVID. So they don't have the power that they once had as parishioners of those facilities have either stopped coming, and so they're undergoing transitions themselves. So, no, the black church itself is not as powerful as it once was. It, as well, is in transition. So, you know, I really believe that the only hope, or the real hope, is through, again, Souls to the Polls, Block, and other organizations that can go door to door and organize and mobilize those who, and really, to be quite frank with you guys, most of the people who are going to vote are going to vote anyway, people from my generation. They vote all the time, and those of us who are left, we're going to vote. It's a matter of trying to mobilize younger people who don't see any reason to vote because their lives have not changed. And so when I talk with young people, this is what they say. So they don't think that there's any correlation between voting and their lives changing. That's a horrible state of affairs, but what is it? Over 50% of the people in our nation don't vote.
Right, right.
Earl Ingram, obviously the RNC coming to Milwaukee, there's an effort, at least I read there's an effort by the Republican Party to do outreach with communities of color, with the black community in Milwaukee. Earl, is that having any impact? Is that for reals?
Why you laughing, Earl?
Hey, Crudy. Crudy. Come on, man. Come on.
You know, I hear you giggling. Let me ask you a serious question then.
Okay.
I hear you are hosting an old white U.S. senator for an hour next Friday, and it's Ron Johnson. And former friend of the Devil's Advocates, Dom won't have him back anymore the whole January 6th thing. But, Earl, you're going to have the U.S. senator, and what do you hope to accomplish? And do you think he's trying to use you to either do black voter outreach or perhaps voter suppression, just confuse the people? What do you think Ron's trying to accomplish coming on your show, coming in studio for an hour, Earl?
And what do you want to accomplish, Earl?
You had to tell the people that, huh?
absolutely, man. I'm tuning in. I can't wait. Next Friday morning, 8 to 10, Earl's got Rojo.
Oh, so you know, they called a couple times. And in keeping with what I was under the assumption that civic media is, Ed Crudy, and you know this better than I, something different than the average radio station that welcomes both sides in the conversation. They asked if they could come on, and I'm clearly not a guy who's going to be wide-eyed and excited about having Ron Johnson in. I know who Ron Johnson is. I've, you know, heard him on your shows many times. But I haven't only heard him on your shows. I've heard him on those conservative shows and the things that he says there. So clearly I'm going to draw a contrast to what I hear him say on conservative talk radio. And if he's trying to say something completely different on our station, then I'm going to definitely call him on that. And, you know, we're going to talk about immigration. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. I'm not naive and gullible enough, and as a dusty old guy, I'm not excited about having Ron Johnson come into the studio, man. You know, I mean, you know, if I'm going to have a crush on somebody, it's certainly not going to be Ron Johnson. but I'm clearly, he's going to take calls, and that was part of what I said I thought he should do if he's coming on the air, that he should take calls from the listeners. It's not about me being...
No! That's a big mistake, Earl. We've tried that. But we wish you tremendous success with that exercise.
You should have told me that. Okay. Well, we'll talk off the air.
We'll talk later. You know what else Ron loves? Beer in the morning, just like Derek Van Orden's staff would offer. You better offer the man a beer. And he loves hairband super ballads. I've heard that.
Well, Earl, so we're not going to give him what he wants. We're going to give him what he needs.
Absolutely. Earl Ingram. Go get him, buddy.
A dose of Earl. Thank you so much for coming around the Devil's Advocates. Don't forget, Earl's got Rojo.
Thank you,
next
brother.
Friday, 8 to 10 on the Civic Media. Check it out.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now at 844-967-2789. Warrant, man. I haven't heard this song since like high school.
You loved it then, you love it now. You know, you
mean, it was okay then, it's less okay now, but you know, it's nostalgia.
Hey, we all love Earl Ingram, and we appreciate when the host of the Earl Ingram Show comes round. I look forward to spending a little time with Earl. I don't know what time on Monday, but the vice president coming to our backyard, and Earl and I have put in for our credentials. And Earl, his show's 8 to 10. We play 4 to 6. So somewhere in between those two times, we anticipate seeing the vice president in suburban Milwaukee, Waukesha County on Monday. And we'll bring you special coverage right here on the Devil's Advocates. But I cannot promise you the booking that Earl had, because Dom's still quite intransigent on the topic of Ron Johnson. He's kind of been banned around here. He's like in the CJ Doghouse column.
Oh,
but
man.
Earl's you, having him on. Good enough for the Earl show.
I can't. I've told you, man, I can't give you a good reason why I should be able to, you know, dictate who we do or do not have. I would never think that you could tell me who I can talk to or not. So if you want Ron, man, I will let you set all that up, and I'll just be me.
I'll book up Ron on like a Friday when I know you're sneaking off to your cabin or wherever it is you go. Folks, you can always be a part of this show. 844-967-2789. Do we have calls? Because otherwise, I was going to point out that Donald Trump is stooping to racially charged attacks on Nikki Haley now in the New Hampshire primary. You knew it was coming, Dom. As soon as she posed a threat, he was either going to attack her for being a woman or not white or both. It started, but, you know, I'd rather hear the people's grievances if they're
We'll get to it. Let's hear it. Our Rico from Rock County. You're up, Rico. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Rico Suave. How you doing,
man? Hey. Happy Friday. Go, Pat. Yeah. Go. Yeah,
I'm very excited about the game. I got my G on the head. You know, Anderson Cooper accidentally wore a Packer, bought a Packer hat, somehow flying out of Mitchell, ended up in Chicago, and apparently, Rico, he wasn't warmly welcomed about 2 weekends ago wearing a Packer hat the last week of the season in Chicago.
Oh, I can't imagine why. Hey, I did want to bring up a little grievance I got with Robin Voss's preposterous medical marijuana bill. I guess could call it if you're about to die, we'll let you have a hit bill, whatever they want to call it.
Well, but, not a hit, but maybe a pill or a gummy.
As long as
you purchased it at the DMV/dispensary, and one of five convenient locations in a state the size of Wisconsin. Right. But please continue with your thoughts.
Here I'll continue with my thoughts. My thought about these five state-run agencies might. Does anybody remember the word communism? Doesn't that sound a little communistic? We're going to have state-run dispensaries, and I'm having a little problem putting the communism and the conservatism in the same sentence. But, you know, I guess we're all about smaller government, guys, so.
We can do communes as long as it means not offering any sort of inclusive, you know, communities that have historically been, let's say, downtrodden, and that the, let's say, marijuana laws have been used against. Our friend Alan Robinson might point out, like black people, you know, Robin Voss would turn the state into your drug dealer just to make sure some black person doesn't make some minuscule profit on doing so.
844-967-2789. Thank you for the call, Rico. Have a great weekend. Doogie from Chicago. We brought up Chicago. Here's Doogie. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Sure you did. Of course you did. Happy Friday.
Thank you. You too.
Happy Friday indeed.
Well, I got some grievances really quickly. I know we're running out of time. I'm grieving for you, kind of, because you just mentioned about the California radio station, so it made me look them up, KGOE. And, they did flip formats to sports in February of 23. And a lot of people are angry about that. You know, you go down the timeline on Reddit and all that, and they're like, what happened to my progressive radio station? And that's the problem. We need a progressive national radio network. So, but you guys are doing great in that state.
Dom, tell him Michael Tomosky published on that very topic, the fact that conservatives buy up media networks and Democrats really don't. And, you know, civic media and the efforts of Sage Weil and his financial contributions here in Wisconsin are innumerable, but no one else is really doing this, Doogie.
Yeah, I want to, which, you know, that's down the road. Dom. Michigan, Detroit, AM 910 superstations for sale. I'd like to grab that when they flip that from actually black talk to a conservative talk. How great is
how
that?
Much?
Oh, by the
how
way,
much are they asking, Doogie?
Actually, I don't know. Actually, and you know, being that's an AM station, but they do have FM translators, so I don't know. But I want to get it. I want to bore the listeners with radio talk right now. But oh, by the way, stupid Dallas Cowboys.
Stupid Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, because they didn't beat the Packers. Doogie, real quick, sports question for you, being a Chicago guy. What's going to happen with your quarterback? Are you going to keep him or are you going to dump him?
Fields, love him or list him?
But I got to tell you, we like him. I like him. We like him. But here's the thing is that the management of the team, I think a lot of Chicago sports owners take us for granted because we're diehard fans, and even if we lose, we still buy their products. So I'm trying to, like, you know, we should like boycott ticket sales and all that until they improve. That's my thing. Oh, by the way, I'm waiting for Ron death sentence to put Trump up on voter fraud charges for using Mar-a-Lago as a residence, which he's not allowed to do. I'm waiting for that one.
Right, man. Don't hold your breath, but I'm waiting with you, Doogie. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend, man.
Go Packers. That's the obvious.
Go Lions. That's the obvious.
The sort that would bet against the home team. Who would ever do that? What sort of detestable human? Stick around. Stick around for the Maggie Dawn Show and Outside the Pizza Box with our friend Pizza Box Mike in the Madison Market. You're going to want to stick around for that. Pete, our pal Pete Schwaba, doing the nightlight 8 to 10 right here on Civic Media. Have a great weekend. Go Packers. Thank you, Nate, for all the hard work you do for us. That's not acknowledged on the radio enough.
Thanks, Nate. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.